I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Can we have Busby redo that forecast? Because that forecast sucks.
Six?
Coldest December 4th in Kansas City history. Breaking a record that was set back in the 1800s. Good grief.
Oh, I love it.
Be nice when you're out there driving around.
In 6-degree weather?
No.
As long as there's snow on the ground.
Oh.
By the way, Carrie was out driving today and sent Libby and me at a stoplight the car in front of her that was covered in bumper stickers. And we are still laughing. When was the last time you saw a bumper sticker and you actually laughed? Not political, not where you're rolling your eyes and like, idiot. But just something that was unique and made you laugh.
There was one a couple of weeks ago, and I'm trying to remember. It was something like, don't hit me from behind, I'm holding in a fart. And I ended up behind this guy at a I think that's what it read. And I ended up behind this guy at a stoplight, and I laughed out loud.
So I can't read all of the bumper stickers on this car. But I'm going to give you a couple of them that made us laugh. One of them says, hot girls hit curbs. One of them says, blank off in a heart. It looks like a candy Valentine's Day heart.
Okay.
One of them says, I hate people.
Wow.
And then my favorite over to the right, and there must be 25 of these little stickers, says, I hope you step on a Lego. I'm going to look up bumper sticker facts because
my favorite one is one that I can't repeat on air.
Can you give us a hint?
Can you clean it up?
If you're going to, then at least grab my.
Got it.
Bumper stickers originated from a history of using car bumpers for advertising. With Forrest P. Gill creating the first self-adhesive versions in 1946, using fluorescent inks and paper. They were the first widely used in a presidential election campaign in 1952.
Mm-hmm. They said, I believe I like Ike.
52. Yeah, that's crazy. Oh, he's from Kansas. 1946.
Who,
Kansas.
Eisenhower?
Yes. Kansas screen printer Forrest P. Gill created the bumper sticker.
Hmm. We need to order some more Dana and Parks bumper stickers.
We do.
And give them out. It's been a while since we did that.
Some of them are political. Some of them are personal, like, I hope you step on a Lego. Some of them are safety warnings, like, I've got a baby in the car, which I never understood. We should all be driving like I'm not going to smash into you, whether you have a baby in the car or not.
Fair. Yeah, I never understood those. The ones that... Please don't take any offense to this. Not you guys, but...
Oh, the political ones drive me crazy.
Well, yeah, the political ones do as well. the stick figure family on your back windshield, number one, nobody cares. Number two, why would you, some of them have the kids' names underneath them.
Oh,
it's a huge no-no.
One of the stories I read said police departments have actually warned against that.
Yeah, it's a huge no-no.
Put your stick family names? Have you seen the one with the Tyrannosaurus Rex that said, I ate your stick family?
My favorite is 0.0.
I love that bumper sticker.
Love it.
Have you ever seen that?
Yes, very
rather
funny.
Than 13.2 or 20, or 13.1 or 26.2. Yeah.
Forrest P. Gill lived in Kansas City, Kansas, Kansas City, Missouri, and his print shop was eventually located in Lenexa. He started his screen printing business, Gill Studios, in the basement of his home in Kansas City, Missouri.
I'll be damned.
We learn something new on this program every day. So go to work tomorrow and just wow all of your friends with your extensive
with completely worthless information
about
the bumper
origin
sticker.
Of the bumper sticker.
The top 10 most common bumper stickers.
Is this based on theme or just actual very popular
this
bumper
just
stickers?
Says top 10 famous.
Okay, go ahead. Give me the top five. Don't give me all 10.
Give me a hint first and then I'll guess.
Well, you've already named one of them in the top 10.
Does one of them the one that say coexist?
that's number three.
World peace, coexist. Okay.
Stick family?
Not in the top 10. Baby on board, though. You've already said baby
on board.
Baby
on board, yep. Mm-hmm.
Honk if you, and then whatever the following message is. Love Jesus, hate traffic.
Okay.
My other car is a
broom.
So if you're driving a,
right.
Prius.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nothing wrong with Priuses. If you can read this, you're too close.
Prii.
Oh, if you can read this, you're too close.
Save
okay.
The and then whatever. Whales, trees, planet. Make love, not war.
Okay.
I'd rather be golfing, fishing, whatever.
Okay.
Keep calm and carry on. And the number one most common bumper sticker, which is also one that police advise against having, my child is an honor student at.
Mm.
Don't do it.
Mm. That's a good one. Well, not a good one.
There has only been one time.
I'm surprised the Boy Scouts of America, because I see a lot of BSA.
Yeah, or the, what's that camp? Canacook or whatever. You see a lot of those. There has only been one bumper sticker, and I am no prude. You know that, Scott.
Like, that ever offended you?
Yep. I am not easily offended. And I was so offended when I saw it that I think I even reached out to the hospital in question. We were at a local establishment a few years ago that is adjacent to one of these drive-through emergency room pop-up places. You know what I mean? Like, it is an ER, but it's not like a hospital. It's the little the drive-through emergency.
Yeah. There's one, I can't remember which hospital has it, but it's right over here on Johnson Drive.
It's more than urgent care, but less than a full hospital.
Right.
Anyway. We were adjacent to this hospital, and I'm walking in, and I look over, and in the parking lot of this little satellite ER was a bumper sticker that said, I Narcan'd your honors student. And I was like, wow.
Well,
now,
they may have actually done that.
The thing was, they were parked right by the hospital. So I thought, if you are an employee of that hospital,
that's a pretty gutsy play.
And you are making light of the opioid epidemic, wow, you are going to be fired. I just, my jaw hit the floor. I thought, why? There are so many people that have been touched by that and lost people to overdose, like all of that stuff. That why would you put that on your car driving around town? Mom is probably behind you I don't get uptight about things.
I get your point, but I think the point that they were trying to make was a little broader than what you're giving them credit for.
Okay.
And what they were saying with I Narcan your honor student was this is an epidemic that does not discriminate. It's not just the
losers that smoke the cigarettes and hang out at the
benders of Breakfast Club. It's more than just the benders of Breakfast Club.
It's everybody.
It is your straight A honor student who is also susceptible to this epidemic.
I want to believe you, but I can't. I just don't think that's where this was coming from. But and the guts, I almost said, to put that on your car.
See, the only thing, and I don't find it offensive, I just find it so unnecessary, and it's not a bumper sticker, but the guys in pickup trucks who put the bull testicles dangling off of the...
I don't understand that. Or the naked lady mud flaps. I've never understood that either.
I mean, I just simply do not get...
Testicles on your truck.
The point.
Sam, you drive a truck.
Yeah, so...
You don't have anything dangling from the back, do you?
No, I don't.
Would you like to? Christmas is coming up. Good.
I know what we're getting, Sam.
Some other great submissions. My brakes are good. How's your insurance?
Oh, wow.
That is good.
This one doesn't make any sense, but thick dads who vape is a bumper sticker.
Hmm. I always wondered, I love the coexist, but every once in a while, we all get a little agitated in traffic. And I feel like if you have the coexist bumper sticker... You're having a bad day.
That's an anti-discrimination bumper sticker.
It's about peace. It's all the coexist is written out in all of the different religions and
right. That's what I'm saying. It's an anti-discrimination, anti-bigotry
but
bumper
sticker.
But
you can't say coexist and then flip someone off in traffic.
Oh, yeah, you can.
I want to coexist, but I don't necessarily want to advertise that I want that in case I'm having a bad day.
This California Hattie is my example of coexisting.
Okay. Sam Yule.
All right.
My child is inmate of the month.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Inmate of the month.
I'm a child of divorce. Back off.
God.
Wow. A little stern. 913-586-7798. That guy over there is Sam Stevie the Third. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.